The original owners have returned, and for the longtime customers out there, they know Hanny and his crew. They closed the place, I'm going to say maybe approximately 3 months ago. And what is going on out there remodeling-wise is absolutely amazing. Anybody who's been around the restaurant business, when you walk into the front, the dining room has a new layout, new floors, walls, ceilings, booths, tables, chairs, etc. The toilet rooms are all new. They are enlarged. They look great. And the kitchen is a new kitchen. The kitchen was gutted. The hood was moved. The dishwashing room was moved. When the listeners go into the Garden of Paradise for the first time, they're just going to be amazed by the change. It should be opening in early October, I would guess.
There are several other opportunities coming up for Bloomington Normal diners to visit. Tell us about the others that are set to open.
What will be, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, the second Cousins. Cousins, which first opened on the west side of Bloomington last winter, they will be opening on North Main Street in Normal. They will be reopening the old KFC building. That should happen fairly soon. J&J Fish and Chicken will be opening their second site in Bloomington. They've had one on West Market Street for several years, and this one will be in the Little Strip Mall on the corner of Hershey and Empire. And Auntie Anne's is coming to the Eastland Mall. There's a special place in the Carius family for Auntie Anne's. Kay will not pass an Auntie Anne's. So when we're traveling, when we're in malls, when I see the Auntie Anne's signs, I know that she will be stopping there.
What do they do that is so popular?
It's a soft pretzel. I'm not really a pretzel person, but I do like the Auntie Anne's. I think they call it a baked pretzel, and it's a very, very soft pretzel.
One longtime Bloomington Normal traditional eatery has closed, Beningo's. That, in fact, was the establishment that provided the first job in the life of GLT News director Willis Kern when he was a kid. He worked there. How did they do as they ended their run?
It was amazing. Beningo's was over there on the west side in the same corner for almost 50 years. Closing it was a real bittersweet moment for Janet Whitworth. Her grandfather started it, I think, 48 years ago. It was Janet's love of life. She just loved owning Beningo's. When I broke the story that they were closing in 4 weeks, Janet and I knew that she was going to be busy. But she was absolutely overwhelmed the last 4 weeks. She was getting 500 phone calls a day. One of the phone lines actually burned up, or they had to replace something on the phone line. She was getting like two semis a week delivery. The last 4 weeks, she was getting four and five. She said every day for that last 4 weeks, when they opened at 5 o'clock, they would have 156 people walk in. They would have three turnovers a night. They would make extra of their specialties, the lasagna and the spaghetti and all that. They could not make enough of it. When it was first announced and they had this crowd coming in, some of the diners would come in and they would order 5 or 6 lasagnas to take home. They finally had to stop that. They were overwhelmed. They could not make enough lasagna.
A lovely testimonial.
It's a great testimonial to them.
Well, is she going to consider selling the recipes?
I asked her that. She gave me, I think, a good, honest, I don't know. Maybe she could be encouraged to, if the right person came along and they could reach an appropriate price. But I don't think she's actively trying to sell the recipes.
Well, that's the end of one warm and wonderful tradition in Bloomington Normal. Another tradition is still going strong out at the McLean County Fair.
Pat Armstrong is a local fellow. Pat has a corn dog and a hot dog trailer. This was his 41st consecutive year at the McLean County Fair. Pat is only 53 years old. So how do you get working there 41 years? His mom and dad worked for Jack Pickering at the old Horton Fieldhouse when the basketball team played there. I think his dad may have sold tickets and his mother may have done something else. Well, Pat was just a little guy running around there. When he was 10 years old, he started to help Jack at the games. And then he wanted to go out and work at the fair for Jack. And he said that his mom said, no, you cannot go out and work the fair until you are 13 years old. Well, he sneaked out there a year early. Jack sold him a concession trailer when he was 15. Of course, Pat was not old enough to drive and pull it around, take it to some other fairs, so he had to let it set out there at the fairground for the various events. But the really interesting part of the story is he and his wife, many years ago, borrowed $30,000 to buy a house. And they got to talking, do we really want to buy a house or do we want to buy a new concession trailer? Well, they made the decision to buy a new concession trailer. They make a very good living. They'll travel throughout the Midwest. And he told me that the trailer he uses at the McLean County Fair was the same trailer that he bought years ago with the $33,000 that they were supposed to buy a house with.
I would think it would be paid off by now.
Yeah, it would be paid off many times by then.
Tell us about 8-Bit Beercade on East Front Street. What's that about?
8-Bit Beercade is essentially a tavern. The owner has one in Peoria about two blocks away from the Chiefs ballpark. That tavern over there has arcade games. And that's been open about a year. And he said his original plan was to have the first one in Peoria. And he is a local Peoria guy. And the second one over here. I think it's the second block of East Front Street where the drapery business used to be. He's going to have 150 craft beers. He's going to have 50-plus arcade games. The arcade games is free. The only cover charge, if you want to call it a cover charge, you need to go in and buy one drink. If you buy one drink, you can play games for as long as you want to.
This has succeeded in other places, too. There's a place called Replay up in Andersonville in Chicago that does free games along with high-end food and of course, beer. It's always crowded.
That was where he got his idea. He has friends up in the Chicago area, and he would visit with them, and they would go to the beer cage, and he saw they were very successful, and he decided to bring them downstate. From what he says, his Peoria one is the first downstate beer cage, and the one over here in Bloomington will be a second one.
Another downtown location has a big improvement. It's a traditional place that has been around forever, Luca Grill. What have they freshened?
We decided to do this story about the Luca Grill parking lot, and when we do the stories, we never know for sure how they're going to do. But Luca Grill put in a new parking lot. And it was a completely rebuilt parking lot with a light in the middle of the parking lot. And we did a photo of it, and we kind of rolled the dice on that story. Would people be interested in a new parking lot? And we found out that they were. Kay and I have been going to Luca Grill for years. Charlie, you probably have also. Anybody that's been going there for years knows that the parking lot wasn't always in the best shape.
No.
Years ago, it was...
Drop an axle real quick.
It was gravel, and then it kind of blacktopped it and all that. And now when you go to the Luca Grill, you have a first-class, real-life parking lot to park in.
But the pizza's the same.
Pizza's the same.
Give me a Luca special. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. Larry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.